This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Heavy rainfall affects normal life across Nepal. Meteorological forecasting division urges people to remain alert. Gandaki state reports 12 new cases of COVID-19, while Nepalgarh submetropolis confirms 10 new cases today. And India records largest one-day spike with 40,000 new coronavirus cases in last 24 hours. Now the news in detail. Heavy rainfall has affected normal life across Nepal today. Monsoon has been activated across Nepal as the low pressure belt is moving towards Nepal. Many places of Nepal received rainfall as the weather was generally to mainly cloudy across the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said many places of Province 2, Province 5, Gandaki Province and Bagmati Province received rainfall today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division also urged people to remain alert, saying there are chances of heavy rainfall at some places and extremely heavy rainfall at a few places of the country. Meanwhile, National Disaster Risk Mitigation and Management Authority Chief Anil Pokhrel warned of high risk citing drained soil due to continuous rainfall. Meanwhile, from today to 23rd of July, the Bagmati, the Gandaki, the Kankai, the Tamor, the Sunkosi, the Saptakosi, the Kamala, the Narayan, the Sethi, the Marsangdi, the Kali Gandaki and the tributaries are predicted to be overflowing. Flash floods have also been predicted in streams along Mead Hill, Churi and Tarai region of Province 1, Province 2, Gandaki Province and Bagmati Province till 24th of July. From today to 7th of July, the water level in Tinau, the West Rapti, the Babai, the Karnali, the West Sethi and their tributaries are predicted to rise. Thus, people along the river basins are urged to be in alert. Two people died in a landslide occurred at Nogad of Darchula district. According to District Police Office Darchula, the deceased have been identified as Manmati Thanguna and her 6-year-old daughter. Police have informed that both of them died on this spot. Likewise, a person died after being buried by a landslide at Gagalferi, Kageswari Manohara municipality in Kathmandu last night. Police have identified the deceased as 22-year-old Navraj Gurung. The landslide took place at Satkhati in Gagalferi. According to Deputy Superintendent of at Metropolitan Police Circle Bauda, Navin Karki, Gurung was among the 8 persons who were around the area. He had reportedly gone to Boost near the rivulet when the disaster happened. The body has been taken to Teaching Hospital for a post-mortem examination. Various government buildings along with dozens of private houses have been waterlogged in Sarlai District Headquarters, Malangwa, due to rainfall continued since yesterday morning. The incident rainfall has left different parts of the district, including its headquarters, inundated. Local traders have said several areas, including Balmandir, Nagarpalika Chok and the Boss Park, have remained waterlogged following continuous rain. Also, the disadvantaged landless squatters and backward Dalit families in the areas have been adversely affected due to monsoon rain-triggered inundation. Water level has increased in the rivulets including Bagmati, Lakhandehi, Fuljor, Kalinjor, Baki, Manusma and Jim, posing threat to the human settlements. Farmers say the rivulets have also started eroding the fertile land in some areas of the district. Traffic along the Narangarh-Moglin Road section has come to a halt after landslide occurred at Charkilo this morning. The vehicular movement has been completely obstructed following the recurrent flow of landslides covered the road stretch since 5 a.m. today. With this, the District Police Office Chitwan has ordered the vehicle drivers to keep one way of the road open as to ease removal of landslide debris. The area has witnessed continuous heavy rainfall for the past couple of days. The recurring landslide at Charkilo in Ichha Kamana Rural Municipality have caused frequent disruption of road traffic. 25 migrant women workers who had been living at a quarantine center in Jhapa after returning from Kuwait have been tested positive for the coronavirus. Jhapa District Health Office informed that 25 out of 45 women returnees tested positive for the virus infection. The health office also said Jhapa has reported a total of 330 infection cases, while 279 corona-infected persons have returned home after recovery as of today. Remaining 34 are receiving treatment at COVID hospitals. 12 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at Gandaki State today. According to Health Director of the state, of the infected, 2 persons from Tanahu, 1 is from Siangza and Lomjung, and 8 persons from Kaski districts were reported positive for the coronavirus. With this, the total number of corona-infected persons in Gandaki State has reached 1,317. Likewise, 10 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at a very hospital in Nepalganj today. According to hospital, of the infected, 7 persons from Rukum West, 2 persons from Dang and 1 person from Baki were tested positive for the coronavirus. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. India's COVID-19 cases have soared up by 40,425 in last 24 hours, the first time taking the country's total tally to 1.1 million today. According to Union Health Ministry of India, the day took a climb to 27,497 with 681 new fatalities reported in the last 24 hours till this morning data. India's number of recoveries stands at 700,000. There are 390,000 active cases. Country's COVID tally had breached 1 million mark 3 days ago, and since July 2nd, India has added 500,000 new cases of coronavirus infections. Maharashtra state recorded the highest one-day spike of 9,518 COVID-19 cases, taking the tally to 310,000. The state has reported 258 more fatalities. Tamil Nadu state also reported the highest spike of 4,979 new COVID-19 cases. This state total tally has soared to 170,000 and the day toll has climbed to 2,481. Delhi's coronavirus cases have soared to more than 122,000. Also, 31 fatalities in the last 24 hours have taken the day toll to 3,628. At least 23 Nigerian troops were killed when they were ambushed by a gang of so-called bandits released in the northwest of the country. The gang opened fire on the soldiers as they walked through a forested part of a Jivia district in Katsina state. A military source said the bodies of 23 soldiers have been accounted for a while, some are still missing. One militia member said the toll could be higher than 23 as the search for missing soldiers was underway. Also on Saturday, in the same area, 5 children were killed and 6 other injured when a bomb accidentally exploded. It was not clear whether the explosive had been left by the bandits, the statesman said. European Union talks aimed at reaching an agreement on a huge post-coronavirus recovery fund have stretched into a fourth day. There are reportedly deep differences between the leaders who are trying to negotiate the deal at the same time as the bloc's next long-term budget. Some member states believe the proposed €750 billion package is too large and should come as repayable loans rather than grants. The talks are reported to have been testy, with tempers flaring at times. In the early hours of Monday morning, French President Emmanuel Macron reportedly banged his hand on the table and threatened to walk out of the discussion. And Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has admitted leaders were close to failure and talks could still fall apart. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Heavy rainfall affects normal life across Nepal. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges people to remain alert. Gandaki State reports 12 new cases of COVID-19, while Nepalganj Submetropolis confirms 10 new cases today. And India records largest one-day spike with 40,000 new coronavirus cases in last 24 hours. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.